In Britain, almost a third of all adults now suffer from obesity.
Having this relationship with food, such a lifelong battle.
Binge eating is one of the most common eating disorders in the UK. This programme will try and uncover some of the reasons behind compulsive eating.
What foods are in there that you're hiding?
My crisps.
Why do you need those at all?
For many, overeating is a defence mechanism.
Most kids don't need me anymore. What's the point?
And they'll need courage to confront their past.
It's not nice. It's lonely.
But it's a battle they'll need to fight to defeat their addiction to food.
I'm living on borrowed time.
This is Cara, who, despite dieting most of her life, currently weighs 30 stone, which suggests she has an unhealthy relationship with food. We're going to try and get to the crux of the problem by exploring the way she thinks and feels.
The crisps. They're my mid-morning snack. A treat.
Food is one of the hardest bad habits to break.
I love food. On a bad day, I'd probably have had sandwiches and crisps. I've gone to all day and bought cakes and just sat in it, the whole cake.
While fighting her battle with food, Cara works full-time sorting out other people's problems.
I'm a family support worker. I work with families leading antenatal classes.
As a single mum of two, Cara is the breadwinner for the family. She lives with her daughter Hattie, who's 14, and 17-year-old son Martin, who's in further education.
My husband walked out. It's such a big challenge. You know, there's one of me, and there's three of us living here.
Eating disorders don't just affect the individual. They affect the entire family. Unless addressed, addiction can quickly create divisions within a family. Addiction often stems from emotional trauma, which must be confronted. Cara's recovery will depend on unlocking her past.